The glass fire incident started early Sunday morning east of Calistoga in Napa County and merged with two other fires. Even though red flag warnings continue through to Saturday, CAL FIRE says crews are making some progress with 6% containment. CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Eric Hernandez.
Basically, what that means is there is fire still in certain areas. However, it means that the fire has, we've put a line down and we know that the fire is not going to spread in that particular area.
More than 2,000 personnel are battling the fire with over 350 fire engines, 49 water tenders, 22 helicopters, and 83 dozers.
So we do have a lot of resources. As weather permits, we're able to have helicopters and our air tankers make drops at different areas. So hopefully the weather continues to cooperate. Right now it's low visibility, a lot of smoke in the area. So it makes it a little bit challenging for our overhead crews.
In total, 437 Napa County structures and 150 Sonoma County structures were destroyed by the blaze as of Thursday night. CAL FIRE says nearly 29,000 structures remain threatened. Hernandez says they've been inundated with calls from people asking about the status of their property. CAL FIRE inspection team is now working relentlessly to get this information out.
So what we're doing right now is we're doing damage assessment reports with our teams on the ground. These reports are being compiled into a database where we're going to provide and be releasing a webpage to the public so that they can enter their address and they'll have access to the inspection report. And that inspection report will detail what the status of their property is. And that basically includes whether the property was damaged, destroyed, or whether it wasn't impacted by the fire.
The world-famous Napa Valley is suffering from damage caused by the wildfire. Landmarks destroyed or damaged in the fire were Chateau Boswell Winery north of St. Helena and Castello de Amorosa, estimated it lost 10,000 cases of wine, as well as a number of buildings at the Meadowood Resort, which suffered damage, including the 3-star Michelin restaurant. 5-star resort Calistoga Ranch is also gone. It's been a long season for firefighters, says Hernandez. Most of them have been going since the middle of July without rest here in the northern part of the state. But Hernandez says morale is still good.
You know, the morale right now, everybody's, you know, putting their head down. You know, this is not the first time that we're in a fire. This is not the first time that we come together, not only as a community, but as a state. And with the assistance of different resources from coming in from different areas, everybody's in good spirits.
Hernandez says the community has been awesome to work with and very supportive, which makes all the difference to the firefighters.
Every time, you know, we're driving downtown St. Helena in and out, everybody's just waving. We enjoy seeing the smiles. That's fuel for us. That's what we're here for, to serve our community, and we're going to continue doing so.
CAL FIRE reminds residents that we are only at the beginning of fire season and to stay vigilant.
You know, typically October, we have high winds. Stay prepared and, you know, be patient. We understand that it's difficult being away from their homes, but we're going to do everything we can. You know, all the men and women that are putting countless hours into this operation. So our main mission is to look out for not only the life and safety of the community members, but also to ensure and try to extinguish this fire so we can get everybody back in their homes and jobs.
In the past 3 years, California wildfire estimated damages are in excess of $10 billion, not to mention the costs of California's record-breaking heat wave this year and the fact that the fires are coming in the middle of an economically catastrophic pandemic. Napa and Sonoma counties are also approaching the anniversary of the 2017 fires. Reporting from Napa County for Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Karen Argood.